Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. And I think, are we joined on the line by Ethan? Can you hear me, Ethan?
Certainly can.
Okay.
Good morning.
I'll introduce you properly now that I know you're there. Always reassuring to know my interview subjects are actually on the end of the line. It's been a morning. So comedy is returning to Shepparton in 2 weeks, actually, as part of the Shepparton Festival. Ethan Kavanagh, who we just spoke to, is doing a stand-up comedy show at The Vault in Shepparton on Thursday, March 24 with his mate Sweeney Preston. I've already got my tickets, Ethan, and I'm really looking forward to your very mature show.
Oh, wonderful. That's great news here. And it's great to be given the sole responsibility of bringing comedy back to Shepparton. I don't know where comedy's gone from Shepparton, but let's bring it back.
I mean, just in terms of touring acts, I don't think we have had any comedic touring acts over the past 2 years. We've been a bit starved. We'll laugh at anything you say.
As a touring comedian, I can confirm it has been a quiet couple of years.
Yeah. Now, I gather straight away from your show, very mature, that perhaps you are the opposite, or you're going to behave in an opposite fashion?
That's very much the joke. You're very well observed by you, Terry, very astute this morning. The show very much is about finding your feet. In kind of your early 20s, your early 30s, figuring out what on earth you're doing or you're meant to be doing, supposedly, with your life and truly having no idea and not being all that mature. So that's the subtext there. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a very silly show. It's a very lighthearted show. And there's always something for everyone, we like to think, because even if you're not quite at that stage of life or you've been through it already, I feel like everyone goes through it at some point. So there's definitely something for everyone.
So is it a how-to guide or a how-not-to guide?
It's very much a how-not-to guide. We're more than happy to be bad examples for everyone as a cautionary tale of all the things we've not quite nailed along the way.
Now, I was reading up on what your show's about, and I had to have a little chuckle to myself, being a radio presenter who's always looking at the weather, always reading out the weather. There was some mention of having a bit of a joke about the feels like feature on the weather app. You know how like it'll say it's actually currently 10 degrees, but it feels like 7.1. It is always a bit of an amusing idea, isn't it?
It's just so silly. You've really done your research. I'm very impressed. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all. You know, I just feel like my computer has a higher emotional intelligence than I do, and it makes me feel insecure, to be honest.
Maybe it's got something to do with wind. I'm sure there's another joke there.
I'm sure there is.
So you're sort of the country half of the duo, and Sweeney's the city half, is he?
Yeah, you'd never really know by looking directly at us, because for people listening along, Sweeney and I usually rock up in velvet blazers and very tight pants, but I actually am from rural Victoria out towards Ararat and Moyston and that kind of way. They did kick me out, though. My pants are a bit too tight, so I was pent off to...
No tight pants allowed in Ararat.
That's right, they fit me, but they didn't fit in, so I had to go. And I have assimilated well to the city, but now, because of that, we have a really nice balance where we have a few different perspectives on things with very different upbringing, but we love to tour the show to kind of regional centres wherever we can, because, as you mentioned, there's not always a lot of stand-up that comes to places like Shepparton. And I spent a lot of my life in Ballarat as well, and so we've taken the show there, and we always just have so much more fun than the city shows, to be honest, because people are up for it, people are out and about, it always gets a little bit loose and a little bit fun, and people have a bigger night, and it's always, a really good time.
We're on 1FM Live and Local at 8:14, and we're talking to comedian, stand-up comedian, no less. Ethan Kavanagh, he's coming to Shepparton in 2 weeks, in fact, as part of the Shepparton Festival with a stand-up comedy show. And I had actually bought tickets to your show before I even realised I was interviewing you. So that's, I have true faith in you to make me laugh.
That's got to be a good sign, right?
Now, you've been playing the, have you been playing the kind of country bogan card? Because, you know, we might be a bit offended by that, given that we're in a regional area.
Look, I have been known to do a little bit of country bogan shtick, but I think you'll once you see us on stage, you'll see it's very much an act when we kind of start prancing around the stage in our jackets and the fancy lights and everything like that. So it's very much a very loose brand, the country bogan aesthetic on me.
Yes, well, you know, despite the tight pants, you're giving it your best bogan impersonation, I'm sure. So from the visuals that I've seen in relation to your show, you obviously, you know, you move a lot. You have a bit of slapstick almost in there.
Yeah. Like, we like to put on a real kind of show. You know, people put in the effort to, you know, buy a ticket and come out for a night and sit in front of us for an hour or so. And we like to think that, you know, the least we can do is at least not just sit there on a stool in board shorts and kind of mumble through our material. It's good to kind of get up and about, get dressed properly and give people a proper show, you know.
Now, you've been to Melbourne Comedy Festival, Adelaide Fringe Festival. Now you're coming to Shepparton. So will you be busy sort of doing some research to get some local joke in there?
You know what? We actually have started writing a little bit of local material. It was very funny because I was at a wedding just a couple of weeks ago, and a drunk uncle came up to me and he goes, "You're going to Shepparton, and you've absolutely got to go to the cactus farm in Shepparton."
Except it's not in Shepparton; it's in Strathmerton.
What are you talking about? And we went looking, and we were like, "This is genuinely in a completely different place." I was like, we're not going to go to Shepparton just to leave Shepparton.
Shout out to my good friend John Hall, who owns Cactus Country up there at at Strathmerton. But it's not far, but it's not exactly, no. I mean, the Moira Shire would claim Cactus Country. Your uncle maybe had a few too many.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find something just as much or better in more of the locale, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm not going to give you any ideas. I'm sure that they're Googleable.
Yeah.
Now, do you still find it a terrifying thing to do stand-up? Because I've got a confession to make. I actually did a stand-up comedy course and did a stand-up show once, and I have to tell you, it was still probably the most terrifying thing I've done in my life, probably more terrifying than childbirth.
Well, I can't really speak to the comparison directly, look, it does get easier. You know, you kind of do adjust a little bit. There's always a little bit of the nerves, especially if you're going to a new place or if you're going with some new material, you've got a new show. But this show's been through the ringer a little bit. It's been, as you said, to Hobart, it's been to Ballarat, it's been to Adelaide and Melbourne Comedy Festival. So it's been around a little bit. We know the material and we know it, and people seem to like it wherever we go. So that does take the edge off a little bit, which means we can have a bit more fun on stage.
A tip from my vast experience from one comedy show is when you're walking up on the stage, and I think at the Vault you will be actually walking up on a stage, don't trip over, because people will think it's part of your act, but it wasn't.
It's incredible the stuff that people just assume that is part of the show. We had a very high energy show at Melbourne Comedy Festival last year, and Sweeney kind of got a bit too into it, and he kind of like bonked himself on the head with the microphone just for theatrics, and he ended up with this massive red kind of golf ball imprint.
But did he actually notice it at the time, or was he so sort of pumped?
No, he had no idea. Yeah. I wasn't on stage with him. He was on stage alone for about 20 minutes just doing his own material. People were just laughing the whole way through. I was like, why is this so much funnier than it's been? Every little word he said got a laugh. I was like, why is this so much funnier than every other show? I got out on stage with him. I was like, Sweeney, you have a massive, you have got blood dripping down your forehead.
Oh, my accident wasn't quite as exciting as that. But anyway, I guess in closing, we just got to remind people about the show. It's called Very Mature, as I said, stand-up comedy as part of the Shepparton Festival. It's at the Vault in Shepparton, which is just there in Maud Street. Great, great venue, by the way, which you probably haven't been to. It's a really good, nice, intimate venue.
I haven't, but I've been told it's the trendiest venue in
Denver. Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. Been to a couple of functions there. So that's Thursday, March 24 at 8:30 p.m. And I'm just trying to think where to get tickets. I've obviously purchased my tickets, but I can't think where I... Anyway, anywhere on the Shepparton Festival website will direct you where to get tickets, and very reasonably priced too.
Yeah, we like to have a fairly accessible price, especially with that concession pricing as well, so we can... You know, people who are students or who are a little bit younger, get them in the door as well, because I think it's important for people of all ages to be able to come and see the show.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing yourself, Ethan Kavanagh, and your mate Sweeney Preston. Before I let you go, I know this is probably something comedians hate, but have you got a joke for us?
I'm afraid you'll have to buy your tickets and come along, because I'm on duty at the moment.
Jeez, that's searing. That's searing. What a way to end the interview. All right, well, I have already bought my tickets, so I look forward to many jokes, very immature jokes at your very mature short show. Amazing. And we look forward to welcoming you to Shepparton, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Ethan Kavanagh.
We can't wait. We'll see you there.
See you there.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team, and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? 3 times a day? Maybe 5 times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing, and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety, it's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.